Hello friends, this is Hannah, the Beyond the Frame podcast host and creator, and I'm just going to give you guys a little bit of an update as to what has been happening with me since my episodes have not been coming out as frequently. As some of you know, I have started a job at a professional theater and it has been a full-time commitment. So that being said, I really haven't had the time to sit down and record some episodes and put in the time and effort that I would like to give to this podcast. So that being said, instead of stopping the podcast, I'm just going to start releasing every other week. So you will be getting 2 episodes per month, and we are going to continue to go through the intuitive eating steps, and then I'm going to transition the podcast a little bit to having some guests and having some wonderful conversations about bodies existing in the arts and what that looks like for all different artists. So continue to bear with me. Thank you all for your patience and grace. This truly is just a passion project of mine, and I want to make sure that I am dedicating the time needed to really encourage others and dive into this really important work that we are doing. So stay tuned for step 5. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host Hannah, and today we are diving into step 5 of the intuitive eating journey, which is feel your fullness. So friends, if you're just tuning in, I recommend going back and listening to our earlier episodes, especially step 4, where we talk about challenging the food police. Because once we really start to quiet those harsh internal voices, we are finally able to hear what our bodies have been trying to tell us all along. And one of those important messages is fullness. So whatever you're doing or wherever you are, make sure to take some time to just sit and really let this message sink in with you. Grab a favorite beverage, a snack, whatever you need, and let's get into it. All right, my friends. So we are going to start by just explaining, what does fullness actually feel like? So let's just start with the basics. Feeling your fullness, it means tuning into the signals your body gives you to let you know it's had enough to eat. But here's the kicker. Fullness, it doesn't always scream. You know, often it's subtle, like a gentle sense of satisfaction in your belly, maybe a slight slowing down in your eating pace, or maybe even a yawn or a sigh. Sometimes it's that moment when the food just kind of stops tasting quite as exciting as it did at the beginning of the meal. Now, I just want to give a quick PSA. If you are in recovery from an eating disorder and you are not physically at the place where you can start tuning into your fullness, meaning you are still following a strict plan, you need to get a certain amount of meals in a day, you're gonna feel like you're eating past fullness, and that's because your stomach is still getting used to expanding because it shrunk. So this is a time where I would really encourage you to utilize a dietitian and a therapist to really help you slowly start to walk through these steps of intuitive eating so that you can do them correctly and you're able to get your body completely nourished physically before you really work on attacking that mental aspect of an eating disorder. That being said, when it comes to fullness, you know, if you are used to dieting or eating while distracted, these signals, they're going to be really quiet at first because you're not used to actually paying attention to your body while you're eating. And that is totally okay because this step is more about rebuilding trust with your body. And like any relationship, that takes time, it takes patience, and it takes really listening to your body. So we're going to transition into how we can start practicing to listen to our body. The first step is practice the pause. About halfway through your meal, you know, if it feels right, wherever you are, just take a moment. You know, put down your fork, take a breath, check in with your body, and ask yourself, you know, am I still enjoying this? How does my stomach feel? Am I starting to feel satisfied? Now, this is not about interrupting your meal with judgment or for looking for a reason to stop eating. That is not what we are trying to achieve at all. It's a chance to get curious, not critical. So we're using this step with curiosity. We're approaching it with curiosity to see if we can start to allow our brain and our body to reconnect and to build that trust back up. So think of it more as a body check-in. It's not a moral test. Now, sometimes you'll pause and you'll realize you're still hungry. Great, then keep eating. Other times you might notice you're feeling satisfied and that continuing might make you uncomfortable. Great, now you have that information too. As always, it is okay if you get through a meal and you are still hungry and you check in with yourself and you've cleared your plate, go get something else. Trust that your body knows what it needs. Or you make it halfway through a meal and realize, I'm too full. I'm just not feeling hungry anymore. Save that, because in an hour, you might start to feel hungry again, or you have great leftovers. So there is no shame in clearing your plate and getting something else because you're still hungry, or pausing mid-meal and being full. That is totally okay, because every body is going to be completely different in what it needs and what it requires on a daily basis. Our bodies are always changing. Now, there's some common challenges, because feeling your fullness, it's not always easy, especially because we live in a society that has spent years trying to override and to promote this thinness and skipping meals and not being hungry as much, etc., etc. So, you know, you might also be someone who cleans their plate automatically, you know, eats quickly out of habit or necessity, like if you're eating while you're at work, or feeling anxious about when your next meal will be. Now, those things, they do not make you, quote unquote, bad at intuitive eating. They simply make you human. I still deal with these on different days and just where I'm at mentally, physically, emotionally. And you know, for some of us, we've experienced past food insecurity or inconsistent eating patterns, and that has trained our bodies to not trust that more food is coming. So we tend to eat more because we're afraid that we won't have food accessible later on. You know, if that's your story, feeling safe enough to stop when you're full, it might take time, because you're having to retrain your brain and trust yourself that you have the means to eat later on. And friends, you are allowed to eat past fullness. You know, you're allowed to learn, because this process, it's not about perfection, it's about connection. So if you grew up in a house where before you left the dinner table, you had to clear your plate, it's going to take time for that mentality to shift to being able to maybe leave food on the plate if you're not hungry anymore. Or if you're always eating in a rush at work and you're working through, it's going to take time and it might be hard to take a step back and spend individual time while you're eating, not being distracted. Because like I said before, this process is not about perfection. It's about connection. And however many years or months you have spent dieting or restricting or not listening to your body, it might take you twice as long to regain that trust. Because as you know, if we continue to repeat a cycle over and over again, it gets etched deeper into our brain. And so we're having to unlearn those bad habits and really go back to the beginning of when we were an infant and we fully trust our bodies. And we cried when we were hungry, and we would also cry when we were full. And so it's going to take time, and that is totally okay. So here's an example that recently happened to me when it came to fullness. I went out with some friends and I got like a sandwich and some chips for lunch, and typically I eat the whole thing and that fills me up and I, you know, feel great. Sometimes I have a cookie, whatever I want afterwards. However, I got to eating half of my sandwich and just felt really full. And I was like, that's weird. I typically, you know, will eat more. Why am I so full now? So instead of continuing to push past the point of fullness, which if I did, that would have been okay too, because I was generally enjoying what I was eating, but I wanted to try and sit with the discomfort of just sitting there and listening and trusting my body that it's full in the moment, and I will be hungry again in the future. So I don't want the rest of the sandwich, and for the first time in truly a long time, I didn't eat it. I brought it home with me. And it happened that about 2 hours after lunch, I started to feel really hungry again. And I was like, great, I have my sandwich that I can finish eating. And I think it was simply just because maybe I ate, you know, a larger breakfast, or maybe I just wasn't as hungry in the moment as I typically am. And being able to have that option to have the food readily accessible and not think, oh, if I don't eat this now, I'm never going to be able to eat it again. No, I took it home with me and it was great. And my body was full and satisfied at the end of the day. And it was uncomfortable. If I'm being honest, it was uncomfortable to sit there with food on my plate, especially because I think many of us have grown up in a household where we often hear, you know, we need to eat everything that we have. You know, there's people that don't have as much as we do, or we should be grateful for the food that we have in front of us. And there's sometimes a lot of guilt that comes with leaving food, or, you know, saving food for later and not finishing everything off your plate. But this time, I just really allowed myself to trust my body in that moment. And I know that over time, the more that I continue to do that, it's going to help me to learn to fully trust my body, and that my body was right. And I was full, and then I was hungry again, and then I was full again. And that's pretty much the pattern of humans when it comes to eating. And that is truly what this step is all about. It's about pausing, discovering that, and trying to decide what's best in the moment. And it's okay if I had eaten that sandwich and been overly full, because I know that my body will digest the food. Even if I feel uncomfortable for a little bit, it will be okay. So here are a few gentle tips for tuning in. The first one, slow down. You know, try to eat a little more slowly than usual, without distraction if possible. Now, I grew up in a household where we would have dinner and I would kind of eat really quickly because I wanted to do my homework. I needed to shower. I needed to do, you know, other things before bed. And so I would eat really fast, and within like 10 minutes, I was done. And then I was like, okay, dinner time's over, moving on to the next thing. But I find that when I truly allow myself to eat at a decent pace, I'm more aware of my body, I'm more aware of the experience that I'm having, and I'm also not rushing through. I'm getting able to spend time with the people that I'm eating a meal with. The second point is add a midpoint pause. So there's no pressure, it's just a moment to simply check in, like we talked about before. The third one is, and I found this really useful for me when I was in recovery, is use a fullness scale. So you might mentally rank your fullness from like 1, which would be starving, to 10, which is stuffed. And you kind of want to aim to stop around wherever you feel comfortable and satisfied. However, that could change. I know for me, in the process, there were times where I had to eat a certain amount of meals, and I'd be like, I'm on a 10, like I'm too stuffed. But it was because my body was getting used to actually eating the nutrients that it needed. So again, I really encourage you, if you are at that stage, this step does not apply to you yet. However, sometimes it's just good to kind of see the progress that you've made of really tuning into your body and respecting it for where it's at in the moment. The fourth one is to just reflect afterwards. So if you notice your past fullness, think back to maybe when did you first feel that signal? Was there something you could do differently next time without shaming yourself? Maybe it's that you didn't feel that signal and you only feel it when you're extremely full. And that's okay. And that's something that's really good for you to know. So then maybe you can add other tools in your toolbox, like maybe, you know, stopping, waiting about 30 minutes and seeing, am I still hungry or do I just feel satisfied and it's hard for me to tune into that? Because I promise you that over time, the more that you repeat this cycle of tuning in and listening to your body and feeling your fullness and discovering how that feels in your body, because it's unique to everyone, then the more this will start to become easier and you won't have to think about it as much, and it'll just be ingrained and you'll be able to seamlessly connect with your body. But friends, it takes time, and this is a process that shame has no place in at all. Also, you know, if you are someone who is living in a high demand lifestyle like the arts, or like many of us that might be listening to this podcast, food is often eaten on the go. I know with my job at a theater, we have 10-minute breaks. And so I have 10 minutes to, you know, eat part of my meal, come back later. And in those cases, you know, predicting your fullness ahead of time can help. So eating a bit more, you know, if I know that I won't be able to stop for the next 3 hours, I might eat a little bit past my fullness level because I know that I'm not going to have a chance to come back and finish this, you know, until 4 hours later. Or I pack something extra just in case. I throw in so many random stuff sometimes that I open my lunchbox and I'm like, what in the world? But I want to make sure that I'm covered for if I'm hungry. And I also want to make sure that I give myself grace for if I eat past my fullness and realize I'm doing this because I'm helping myself in the future. Because I know that even though I might not be hungry at 4 o'clock, I don't get out till 8. And that's past dinner time. So I'm, you know, maybe going to eat a fuller snack or try and eat an earlier dinner. And those things can really help you go a long way if you are just struggling with a really high demand lifestyle. Because it's totally okay to overeat. It's okay to miss the signals. It's even okay to not feel your fullness sometimes. Because at this step, it's not a rule. It is simply a reminder that your body wants to work with you. And when you treat it with kindness and not control, you really begin to hear its wisdom more clearly. All right, friends, that is it for today's episode. As you move through your week, I really invite you to get curious about your fullness. You know, notice how it feels, notice how it changes, and know that every meal is a chance to listen in a little more deeply. All right, next time we will be exploring step 6, which is discovering the satisfaction factor. Because food isn't just about fuel, it is about joy. Until then, friends, take care of yourself and eat with love. See you next time.